It's 10 minutes past 10 o'clock on a Monday morning. The Dave Charles Show is brought to you proudly by Bidvest, McCarthy, Toyota, Bolito. And as promised earlier in the show, I mentioned to you that my special guest this morning was from the world of the panel beater. And how unusual to find sitting opposite me Desmarie Victor, who is a panel beater. Who knew? Hey, I mean, this is normally sort of a toothless, tattooed, hard oaks business. I'm not being obviously very glib, yes. but Desmarie, welcome. You're not toothless or tattooed, or you don't look particularly hard. So how unusual that you should be a panel beater, and you have a business called May Paneel Klopper.
Yes, that's
which is in Sharka's Head.
Yes, in Acacia Park,
and has been there for 2 years.
Yes.
Have you been on the North Coast for just 2 years, or is this a new development?
So we've been on the North Coast for just over 2 years, yes. So formerly we're from Pietermaritzburg, where my husband had his own panel beating business there, which he then obviously sold off his shares. That was called Ernie's – well, it's still going there. It's Ernie's Panel Shop. And I was the sales manager for Honda and Suzuki in Pietermaritzburg. But I was obviously helping out at the panel shop quite a bit to try and get processes in place. With my motor industry dealership background, it comes quite handy because I've had to step in and assist with workshop, with used cars, new cars, parts. It didn't matter where I needed to fit in, I slotted in. Because unfortunately, I have had the unfortunate event of my DP becoming ill and then eventually passing away. So I had to step in into the dealer principal role, which gave me lots of managerial skills, which comes handy when you're running your own business in the motor industry.
Indeed. But let's go back to when you were a little scrap running around the farm. Yes. So my research notes tell me. Fixing cars with your grandpa.
Yes.
Wow.
So
it's unusual for a.
Yes.
You were eight when you started
driving.
Tinkering and
yes.
Driving.
Yes.
And then repairing combis and.
Yes, and the Beatles.
Yes,
100%.
With your opa.
Yes, with my opa, yes.
How lecker. I mean, it's very unusual, but clearly it's something that you enjoyed from
yes,
the get-go.
From
what
the
was
get-go.
It that you enjoyed about it?
Okay, so basically it's, you know, it's a transformation you can see daily. So you can see progress daily being made, and you can take something that looks really, really ugly and turn it into perfection within a few weeks. And I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just the perfectionist in me, but I absolutely love turning ugly things into beautiful things. Mm. And the curves on cars and the way the paint goes on and the paint glistens and stuff like that, it's amazing. It's amazing. I absolutely love stuff like that.
But it is quite a harsh industry. I'm getting back to the
yes,
the business
male
of working
orientated.
With cars, because let's face it, working with any mechanical device is generally quite dirty.
Yes.
and grimy and grubby and hard.
Yes.
There's some heavy weights.
So that's why
you can't
paint your nails if you're doing what I'm doing. Ah. It's pointless because my fingers are in thinners and paint and stuff all day long.
But this is what I'm getting to. Most little girls at 8 years of age are doing pretty things. Not that fixing cars isn't pretty, but it was
less dirty.
Did your parents think that there was maybe something wrong with you?
Actually, my mom and my dad both supported me very well in this whole endeavor. My dad used to race bikes at Kyalami track, so coming from the racing side and all that.
So it's a family interest.
It's always been there, yes. And so also then with the driving on the dirt roads on the farm, the off-road rallying came in. So I've been doing that with my husband as well. So a few years ago, we had the rally here for the Natal rally, and it was hosted on the roof here, actually. And we raced from here. It's phenomenal. So, yeah, it's just in every fiber of me.
This is something that you've always loved.
Yes.
And how lucky that you can now make a living doing
yes.
what you love.
Yes.
Fast forward to today, and here you are. One of your notes say you're one of only three accredited to something. What is that in the industry?
So approved shops. So we are CRA approved. And then there's the other shops that are approved with the other, so CRA and now I can't remember the name for the other one. Sorry. But it's
industry
RMI.
Approved?
Yes.
So insurance industry approved.
Insurance industry. RMI is like the, servicing side of the industry. And then the CRA and, MBRCA is the motor body repair side of the RMI.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to get into a little bit of the controversy around the insurance business and the insurance repairs of motor vehicles, because it's an interest for me, very interesting that you often come across a situation where a motor vehicle is involved in an accident. I've had the experience of a beloved vehicle being involved in an accident and the insurance company saying, we're not going to repair it. It's not economical for us to repair. We're writing it off. We'll pay you out an amount.
Yes.
And that's the end of it. Why?
Okay, so on certain insurances, there's a cutoff for 50% of the value of the vehicle. So if the repairs are 50% and over, they'll cut it off. And some of them, they're 70%. So if you're 70%, you're quite on the lucky side, because it means only after it reaches 70% of the value of the vehicle do they cut it off. It doesn't mean that your car is not repairable. It just means that financially, it is not viable.
For the insurance company.
For the insurance company.
And there is an option. That's because the panel beaters charge an absolute fortune to repair these things.
No, actually, the insurance companies stipulate to us what we can charge.
Really?
So there's like a, because we are approved, we get told by the insurance companies how much we get can charge per hour and how much we can charge per paint on per panel and repair on a panel and all that. So they dictate to us how much we can charge. So it's only the guys that are not approved and that's not connected to these things that can actually charge whatever they want.
And why is there such a discrepancy between possibly your quote to repair,
yes,
and someone else's? Because this is another thing that amazes me, is you can find, for I'm talking about a bumper bashing, not major,
yes,
structural.
Yes, I've got a good example of that one.
You know, you've had a bit of a ding and you need some paint and maybe a little bit of a little bit of a scrape.
Yes.
And someone will say, I can do that for below your excess. Because there's always an excess of 5,000, yes, 7, who knows what the amount is.
Everyone's different,
And if you can get it repaired below your excess,
it saves
you're
your
winning
money.
Because clearly it's that's the, and in a tight economy, that would be. But why?
Okay, so for instance, on the bumper bashing, I've had a customer with his Toyota Fortuner, literally on the left bumper front corner, he had scrape possible. It's just a few scrapes. Mm. For me, it was R1,800 to repair, because I'm literally going to just, it's a white Fortuna, so it's a 2K color. It means it's not three layers of paint. It's only two. And I just repair that corner and then spray that corner. But he got a quote from someone else for R9,800.
Now, how does that
work? And I don't understand where they get the quote price from. It doesn't make sense to me, because even if I put a new bumper on, it's not going to be that amount. So I don't know. I can't tell you where other people get their pricing from.
But you, in your business, operate in terms of what you believe is, I presume, fair price for the work that you are going to have to do.
Yes, 100%.
And is there room to negotiate ever with a panel beater?
If it's a cash customer, a private customer, yes. All my customers, we do negotiate. And I always try and help out. I've had even on,
And when there's room to negotiate, does that mean you leave out certain steps?
No, it doesn't mean I leave out certain steps.
You just make less profit.
Yes, I make less profit.
Oh, poor you.
But then also what I also sometimes can try and do is, for instance, first of all, we'll quote for genuine parts. But then there is also a lot of aftermarket parts as well. And if it's a good quality aftermarket part, because I know my parts by now, then I'll say, okay, let's use that one. But there's a lot of aftermarket parts where I'll say, it's going to be out a bit. I know that it's not structurally as strong as what a genuine is. It's going to give you problems down the line, or there's an issue with it lining up, then so I won't.
There's a lot that the layman doesn't know about the industry that you clearly do, and we'll get onto that in a sec, because I think it's time now to just take a little interlude, musical interlude, and we'll be back with my special guest after this. My special guest, Desmarie Victor from May Paneel Klopper, my panel beater, a panel beating store, enterprise, business in Shaka's Head, just over the highway from Bolito and servicing the greater North Coast, no doubt. Why did you choose the Afrikaans variety of the, well, the Afrikaans name?
Okay, so I was trying to come up with a name, and I had a long list that was going for and forever, and eventually I was like, I'm Afrikaans and I'm sure there's Afrikaans people here, let's just go with that one. And then when I looked it up, it was no one had taken it, so I was like, okay, I'm just taking that one. But now a lot of people think it's my surname, the Klopper side, you know, the English speaking people, and I'm like, no, it just, it's panel beater in Afrikaans.
I must confess that the notes that I received today told me that I was going to be dealing with a lady called Desmarie Klopper. And I thought, I wonder. So we checked a little bit deeper, and clearly that's a mistake that's quite common.
Yes. And the thing is, why I wanted my panel Klopper, it says my panel beater. So even if someone hasn't used us before, they'll say, listen, yeah, why don't you go see my panel Klopper? And you've already got like ownership in my business.
So how much of your business is referral?
A lot. I've over the 2 years, we've had so many referrals, with customers saying, don't go anywhere else, just go see them.
And how many of those? Well, here's the question. Word of mouth is a very, very good form of, or can be a very good form of advertising.
Yes.
But it can also be your worst form of advertising, because you can't please everyone all the time, and invariably those that are unhappy tend to, well, it's human nature, you want to complain, so you tell everybody.
That's the thing.
How do you deal with that?
So I've got a full 5-star customer satisfaction rating on Google. So I haven't had a customer that's been unhappy.
Not one. Ever.
So I go out of my way to make sure that every single job is 100% perfect. And we always add in a little bit of extra something. Like for instance, we did a MP200 last week. And we repaired the door and the front fender. But then the rest of the vehicle looked a little bit sad. You could see where we'd repaired because it was all shiny and new there. So we just did a cut and polish on the rest of the vehicle. So the whole vehicle looks nice now. No one will know where we repaired. And then same with the color matching. I do all the color matching myself. So I make sure that every single vehicle's color matches 100%. So you can't see where the vehicle's been repaired. And then we've got customers that stop in there for little things like we had a lady last week as well for a gear lever knob. So we don't charge for that because it's a little bit of our time. We changed a gear lever knob for her and then off she went again. And we do like penciling because I've got paint mixed for the cars already where I'm repairing. I go through the whole car and any little rust spots, I just quickly clean it up a little bit, touch that up, and the vehicles we sorted for a while again. So it's all those little things, attention to detail and just going that little bit of an extra mile.
Wow. Well, credits to you. And I salute you. I think you're the only panel beater in the world that has had no complaints. Clearly you're doing it right. What are the challenges?
The challenges, I would say, for us, I don't really, can't really, because I haven't really had any issues really with regards to parts and stuff. I get the parts in before the vehicle comes in, so I don't keep the car there by me for weeks on end while I wait for parts. So if parts are a little bit delayed, if the car is drivable, the customer carries on driving their car. Once I've got the parts in, then I'll say, okay, bring the car in. It's a quick 3 to 5 day repair and it goes out again. So that hasn't really hindered me. I do think that sometimes the insurance companies do pay a little bit too less for labor rates because my labor rates is between 240 and 300 rand an hour. Whereas if you go into the dealerships and stuff, their labor rates are from 850 and up. So that could be.
So you're saying that is what you're allowed to charge,
yes,
as opposed to what you actually charge.
Yes.
Okay. And it does sound a bit odd, strange, but that's one of the challenges.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes. Yes.
Another, it comes to how much of your business is insurance driven versus private customers?
At the moment, we've got a nice mix between the two. But I would say that the private maybe outweighs the insurance because of, like you said, the high excess that some of the customers have got, and the repairs are less than the excess. So the customers don't claim then. They rather than just do the cash repair instead of doing the insurance claim.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite part of the job?
When the vehicle's done and all the lines match up and the color's perfect and the car's in perfect condition. Okay. And it's standing there waiting for the customer and I take the photo and I say, your car's ready for discharge from hospital.
So you're one of the very few people that I've ever spoken to in my life that does a brilliant job and loves their work and has absolutely no complaints about anything. I salute you. I think that's magnificent.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it. And the team that I have is phenomenal as well. And they came with me from Maritzburg. So it's all, they've been with me for years. So it helps as well, that good relationship that I've got with my team.
Wonderful. There's just one question I wanted to ask you. We have a digital directory, and I went through it quickly to have a look at, because we very proudly suggest that we look for the top six in every industry.
Yes.
And then invite them to participate, and they sign a code of conduct that if there's a problem, we will get involved.
Yes, yes, yes.
To broker a happy outcome. And I noticed May Paneel Klopper is not on the list. Why?
Because I don't know about that.
Well, now we'll have to have a
sit down and get that sorted out quickly.
A serious chat, because yes, clearly you should be.
Yeah, we were nominated for the best of Belito, so we did actually get onto that list at least.
Well, we will have a look. See, you see, competitions are lekker, and people tend to place a certain amount of stock by them. But generally speaking, it's the independent, I think, assessment from people that, have just recommended it without winning a prize.
Yes, yes, yes.
So there it is. And I'm sorry we've had a bit of a disjointed conversation because on my machine, someone keeps trying to get through here. But it's been fun. I've enjoyed our conversation. And maybe we can renew the acquaintance. I know you did a motoring show on radio.
In Maritzburg, another world. Yes.
So maybe we should talk to you about doing something similar. It'd be fun.
It would be fun. Yes, it was lots of fun.
Finally, just wanted to ask you where Des Marie came from as a name.
So my mom's name was Anna Marie, and her best friend was Desiree, right? So she was Des Marie.
Okay, so it's a combination of two happy circumstances.
And then I couldn't come up with good names like that when I had my two girls.
Well, it's been lovely chatting to you, my very special guest, Des Marie. Not Des Marie Klopper, by the way, although her business is called May Paniel Klopper. It's Des Marie Victor. Thank you for joining me on the Dave Charles Show.
It's only a pleasure. It was so nice.
The next time.
Yes, thank you.
And the show continues.